Thank you, Patrice and Gina, for modeling honor. Thank you for that. I think that we had the perfect transition when Walter shared with us that we have the opportunity to partner with God. And not only that, we are chosen. We are chosen. We are holy and dearly loved. I promised you tonight that you were not going to just spectate, but you were going to participate, because that is what this marketplace movement is about. It's about igniting every one of us in God's great destiny for each one of us. I want to introduce to you two bricklayers, two people who happen to be the co-chairs of this event. My friends Rob Pickens and Larry Briggs, would you please make your way to the front? These men are marketplace pillars in the Northwest. They represent the quiet intercessors and business leaders that built the foundation that our generation is cashing in on. These men and other forerunners, I love that that word came up tonight, forerunners, thank you for that, have been laying a foundation here for those of us to come. And you know, the enemy would love to keep all of us in our smaller story, worried about our bills, worried about our business, worried about our employees, worried about our own nuclear families, living in this small story. And sometimes in times like these, living in the bunker even. But these are men who refuse to do that and who use their businesses and their lives in these last decades to advance the kingdom of God. And I want to turn the microphone over to them, first to Larry and then to Rob, to share their stories and the foundation that was laid, because it's important that all of us here understand what has come before and where we are now, so that together we can lock arms and get to where we're going. This is Larry Briggs.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I don't have much of a voice, so Rob, you're going to have to help me on this. We are just representatives of those that have preceded. There's a biblical leadership principle I discovered 22 years ago, and I put it to the test, and it's this. A vision powerfully spoken that becomes shared will pull for its own fulfillment. The vision will do the work. Now, that doesn't mean the visionaries don't work hard. It doesn't mean they don't pull people in. But really what you're experiencing here tonight is the fulfillment, and it continues, of a vision that was started many years ago. And so Rob and I want to introduce to you what we call some hedge people, some people who preceded this time, really standing in the gap, forming a hedge of protection around our city. And there are many more than we'll just introduce to you, but we have a few tonight and want you to meet them. The first I want to introduce is my friend John Olson. John was mentored in his college years by a gentleman by the name of Doug Coe. And people fed into his life, and he in turn fed into others. I need to acknowledge John, because when I was a businessman at Timberline Software, and he was a printing broker, you know, in a business call, he would go, "So, how's your relationship with your wife? Where are you at with Jesus?" And actually, I didn't come to the Lord but late 22 years ago when I started my business. But John is one of these men that has sown into men's lives. Mine and a handful of other men that I'm very close to have been the beneficiary of your work, John. The other that I'd like to acknowledge, John, would you just stand up for a moment? Thank you, John. The other gentleman is also at my table, Pastor George Ledoux. George is a businessman, a pastor, and a visionary. And George also has been feeding into men's lives, principally business people, and encouraging us, teaching us the Word of God way before there was BE. And so, George, I just want to acknowledge you for your investment. And I want you, thank you. You know, some of the history here, and some of you are a part of Portland Business Luncheons, but like 25 years ago, some businessmen felt a call of the Lord. And a handful of them, I know one of them, his name is Ev Thorne, he wasn't able to be here tonight, but they marched around the U.S. Bank Tower, praying for an infilling of the Holy Spirit into business people. And they started this loosely organized group that meets once a month. And early on, I got involved with that group, and I got networked with great biblical men and women. Women came later. But Christians who, as best we could, honored God in the workplace and not being ashamed of the gospel. And Portland Business Luncheons has been going on, and every year there is a Christmas luncheon that 700 people come to and boldly proclaim the Lord as Savior and Christmas. And so these are the hedge people that have stood in the gap. And Rob, you've got a couple to introduce too.
Okay, thank you. There's many of us that have been praying for a night like tonight here in Portland. As Larry said, 25 years ago, a group began by praying and believing that business could be, and they didn't call it marketplace ministry, but that business could partner with the church and bring Christ outside where people were not walking in to churches. And many of you know that not many people walk into churches in Portland, Oregon. But there's some tremendous churches. And this movement, if we want to call it that, allowed people to give a testimony in a restaurant environment. And then with the opportunity of throwing a card on the table and saying, gee, if you'd like to have a small group, if you'd like to get together, my name is so-and-so. And from that, there were 20 of us that began that each owned a company here in town. And we began a gathering on a monthly basis, and we've continued to do that for 20 years. But we didn't call it biblical entrepreneurship. We put Christ at the center. He was our chairman. And we just met, and it was about faith, it was about family, and it was about business in that order. And lives started to be changed. And but still believing there was going to be more. And one of the brothers that I would just like to honor tonight made this journey. Your journey, Patrice, was a 3,000-mile journey into a wilderness here called Portland, Oregon. 26 years ago, Victor Anfuso and Kathy Anfuso made the same kind of decision, left New York City, left a prominent job, and ended up here in Portland, Oregon. And a lot of us couldn't figure out what was this about. They were just loving on us. They were coming and helping us understand our business. Let's start this loosely, non-organized, non-agenda type business. But that was kind of one of these forerunners. And after that started, we began getting involved in Christ at Work, FCCI. Many of you know about FCCI. Started in Atlanta, Georgia. There is 12 to 14 FCCI groups, more than any place in the United States, here in Portland, Oregon. And they're changing lives. And there's a newer gathering that just is kind of a grassroots gathering called Co-Labor Ministries with Blake Schoenberg. Blake got this crazy idea that we could go around a couple years ago and start praying for businesses at noon on Friday. You know, maybe people might look for prayer in businesses. And this is the low-hanging fruit. And what has happened from that is that there's a 3-4 week waiting list for businesses. We've got three groups of people. Yesterday, we were at the city of Milwaukee, where the mayor asked us to come pray for the city and to give them guidance and counsel and go through the issues of government, and they wanted to put God first, and how the school district wants to use the churches in the city of Milwaukee to do some of the Head Start food programs because the churches could do it better. And would we come and pray over that? Just a bunch of business guys. So something is happening here. And the fact that you have, the Lord has brought you here 25 years, 26 years after Victor came and planted some seeds is really significant. And we just thank all of you that have come here tonight and to bless Nehemiah and to bless the program, but those that are outside of Portland, we want to be a model. And I know there's great things happening in other cities, and I know that God is moving in a lot of different places. But for me, for my home, I am passionate about this happening in a bigger way. And so one of the things we felt tonight we would like to do is have some of us that have been involved in this over the years to stand. And we might be able to make a circle and to call out a blessing, not just on the new generation. It's not about generation. It is about those feeling the calling and the commitment. And that there just might be a blessing of partnership, a blessing that would just encourage, a blessing that would give a mantle to move forward in the marketplace here in Portland. So I'm not certain quite how we might want to make this work, but let's see if we can get it started.
Victor, would you come up here? And if you're one of these hedge people, if you judge for yourself, that you've been in this for a while, would you position yourselves around the perimeter of the room? So just get up, find a place, and we're going to ask Victor to lead a blessing. And those of you who are the newly called, that if you want this blessing, would you just stand up? And this is the transference of the blessing that has started here years ago from one of our senior emeritus, business leaders. And Victor, would you lead us in the blessing of those that feel so called?
We stand here tonight, and God has given us many, many qualities. And in Matthew 25, it says they are his goods. They're not ours. They're his goods. And it's mentioned here tonight that we are chosen. And in John 15:16, our Lord said, "You have not chosen me, I've chosen you and appointed you that you bear fruit and that your fruit shall remain." There are many storm clouds that are all over these days. And God has said, and I believe he wants to say to us tonight, that he has chosen us to go through some things before the appointment. In Isaiah, it says, "I have been chosen in the furnace of affliction." And so, yes, he wants us to climb mountains. Yes, the Lord desires to bless each and every one. Realize that there's a choosing. Why? Because he wants to bless you to bear fruit and that your fruit shall remain. In Micah 7:1, it talks about summer fruit. You eat it and it's gone. You don't eat it and it rots. Fruit that remains, the Lord wants to bless you with character fruit. That is the entrepreneurship that he wants to deliver tonight. In Hebrews 1:3, it says that Jesus is the express image, expression of the Father. That word in the Greek is character. May the Lord bless each and every one of you with his character, fruit that remains. And may you walk now, one with another, not alone, but one with another as we go forward. In the blessing that the Lord has for each and every one and our families, to put God first, family, and integrate business throughout those three.
Thank you, Victor.
I want to end our time with a word of prayer, and I want to remind you in Isaiah chapter 58, this is not just prophetic. This is the hand of God. I'm telling you, I don't see how they kept quiet when you were talking. I said to Ms. Friesen sitting there, I said, they talk back to me in my church. I don't see how. I mean, they were just sitting, just looking at you, and I'm sitting there going, amen, amen. There's one sister. Yep, she was, yep, I said that, yes, she would, absolutely. She was saying, yes, yes. And I mean, what you were saying, it called for a response. And I know that sometimes culturally we have differences. I understand that. Please don't get me wrong. I understand that. Sometimes culturally, you know, we just take it in and we're very quiet and we're very sedate and we're cerebral and we listen. And other cultures are more excitable and more demonstrative, ostensibly demonstrative. But regardless of the culture, there is a calling. You got it. You're a quick learner. You're a fast learner. You are. There is something that's happening here, guys. I don't want you to silently walk away from this without understanding that God is positioning you. You had nothing to do with when you were born. You had nothing to do with the race into which you were born. You had nothing to do with the grace that's been given to you. But I do know this. I do know this. When it's time for God to move, he always uses people. And whenever there is a shift, whenever God begins to do what he's going to do, he always aligns people. He puts people in cities. He works through people who hear his voice, even though they don't understand what he's up to. He calls you. He qualifies you. He never calls the qualified. He qualifies the called. So in that qualifying, there's a time now where he has positioned us here. And Portland will be a praise in the earth in the marketplace. I'm telling you that right now by the grace of God. So I want to pray, and I want to read before I pray from Isaiah 58. This is one of the chapters. These are the verses that as we were, used to be on campus, do campus ministry, and this is the scripture that we would give them as we charge them to change their campuses for the glory of God, because the campuses were a microcosm of the cities in which they were. And it simply says, he's talking about fasting, and this is not, he says, is this not the type of fast that I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. And you will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your fame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of paths to dwell in. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please, if you call the Sabbath a delight, it's a day of rest, and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And he says, I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your fathers, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is why the conference was in Portland. And as we come to close this out, or to just close this part of it out, I want to just pray that God would confirm what you are sensing inside. And whether you are, it doesn't matter what church you go to, it doesn't matter what your denomination is, this is about the kingdom. And it is the king's domain. And it has been prophesied that the marketplace will be the next place of revival. I think we can generally just, we may as well just agree with it. We may as well just say, okay, God, do what you're going to do. The majority of the miracles that Jesus did was in the marketplace. It wasn't in the temple. It wasn't in the church. It was the marketplace. And that's where we are. So as we have those who are standing around the hedges, those who have laid the foundation, those who have persevered, who have perspired, who have sacrificed, who have prayed for this day, those of you who are in the middle, you have to know that God has called you for a time such as this. This is more than excitability. This is a prophetic, which means not only a forthcoming, but a foretelling right now of what God has always purposed to do here in Portland and in the nation and around the world. And we have to ask God, God, give us eyes to see it, not just to look at it, but to see it. And if we see it, we can have it by the grace of God. So bow your heads. I want you to join hands with somebody, if you will. If any of you shall agree on earth that's touching, anything that you shall ask, Jesus said, shall be done. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, O God, for your leading. And, Lord, as your humble servants here, we first say, O Lord, that there's nothing in us, there's nothing good in us outside of the fact that we know you. And so, Lord, as you have strategically placed us in the marketplace to fulfill the scriptures, as Jesus said, do business, occupy until I come. So, God, that's what we're saying we're going to do. We're going to occupy. We're going to do business until you come. And we'll do it with integrity. We'll do it allowing, Lord, the fruit of our character to testify of our commitment to you and our dedication to you. And we thank you, Lord, that there is more than just one bottom line. There is more than a fiscal bottom line. Lord, there's the bottom line of people's lives being transformed and people understanding that the scales are falling off of their eyes and that they're coming into the purpose for which they were created, the purpose for which you ordained before the foundation of the world. We give you glory and we give you honor, and we will not give you rest until you make Portland a praise in the earth. We thank you, O God. And I thank you, Lord, for every person that's here. I thank you, Lord, that you have uniquely gifted and equipped and shaped and even anointed every businessman and businesswoman here in the name of Jesus. For every family that's represented here is a corporation, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you have called us by your name and you're keeping us by your name. You have preserved us as a remnant, which is not small, but Lord, it's those of us who remain committed and dedicated to seeing that your purposes prevail in the earth. We glorify you. These are your people. We are yours, O God, and we give you glory and honor. And I pray, Lord, that God, the mantle that you would allow to rest on the shoulders of everyone here, that God, as we decrease, you would increase. May our businesses represent your favor and your grace. In the name of Jesus, may we walk with humility. For you say you dwell with those who are of a broken and contrite spirit. And at the same time, I pray, God, that your grace would not only cover us, but that, Lord, we would be led by you. That, God, we would be confident in your abilities inside of us. You invested in us, Lord, so you get the return on investment. We return the favor that you have placed on our lives. May it be multiplied in our lives, in our families' lives, in the lives of those who frequent our businesses. God, in the lives of our clients and our vendors, oh God, we thank you that you will be honored. We give you glory. We give you all praise. And we thank you for choosing us to be a part of what you're doing during this time. And Lord, no man shall get the glory. No man or woman shall get the credit. It's all about you. It's your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it's being done in heaven. For to this we say yes. To this, oh God, we give our lives. To this, oh God, we say that we are committed until the very end. And when time is no more, we thank you that as we stand before you individually in heaven, that God, you will say to each and every one of us, Lord, well done, my good and faithful servant. We give you all glory, all honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone who's in agreement, we say together, amen, amen. And amen, amen. Amen.
This is a defining moment for our region, and it will be for our nation. I'm reminded of Matthew 11:12. For the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing, and forceful, chosen, called men and women lay hold of it. And we want to thank you for coming tonight. And we want to thank you for standing to bless and to be blessed, to transfer and to receive. And we would ask that you would lock shields, that you would get into relationships with one another, so that together we can occupy. Thank you for being here tonight. And on behalf of Patrice and Gina Sage, the Nehemiah Project International Ministries, and our board and supporters, we send you out to do business. Good night.